When the creator of Tennessee's value-added assessment system, Dr. William Sanders, first looked at the data he'd collected, here's what he saw.
Differences in teaching effectiveness was the single largest factor affecting student academic progress.
In other words, teachers had more of an impact on how much a student learned than any of the out-of-classroom factors like race or poverty. That's because, Sanders says, when two kids enter the same teacher's class at the same level, they tend to exit at the same level, too.
I can't tell you how much that was considered to be a heresy.
And this is the moment in our origin story where Sanders' data created a big bang, because at the time, the year is 1982, remember, the thinking about education was largely shaped by another type of data. This other type of data looked at broad swaths of students. For example, poor kids as a group, black kids as a group, white kids as a group, and how they scored on tests they took in a single year. And this data showed that nationwide, poor kids and black kids do worse on standardized tests than their middle class and white counterparts. That was true in 1982, and it's true today.
If you do the analysis that way, that leaves very little left for schooling. It basically says you've got to fix the homes, you've got to fix the poverty, if you're wanting to improve student achievement.
Before Sanders came along, there wasn't a lot of data like Sanders which tracked individual students' growth over time. Here's the crib notes on how it works.
Imagine a kid's physical growth curve. They're so tall when they're 2, and they're 3, and they're 4, and they're 5. If you've been testing each kid each year, you could plot a math growth curve just like you could a height growth curve.
Sanders says his data can be used to identify the best teachers and the worst ones.
If you were to find that most kids are having downturns in their math growth curve when they're in the classroom of a specific teacher, this is very strong, powerful evidence that something inappropriate in instruction is going on in that classroom.
And Sanders' value-added assessment system has come to shape the education landscape, to a point.
All kinds of folks still believe that to be fair to teachers and schools, you've got to adjust for race and poverty and things like that. I am adamant that that is exactly the wrong thing to do.
Sanders asks, value-added data is beginning to gain more and more traction nationally. Federal Race to the Top grants require that states keep track of it and require that states use that data in their evaluation of teachers. But not everyone thinks that's a good idea.
These corporate reformers have unleashed this very mean-spirited approach into education. I don't know that education is going to be improved simply by numbers.
That's New York University professor and former Assistant Secretary of Education, Diane Ravitch.
The root cause of low performance is not bad teachers. The root cause of low academic performance is poverty. It's just a fact that being hungry, homeless, sick, moving frequently, and having all kinds of issues in your home life affects attitude, motivation, and attendance, and all of those things affect performance.
At the moment, the Tennessee legislature seems to be siding with Sanders. Starting July 1st, 50% of teachers' evaluations in Tennessee will be based on student test scores. 35% of that data will be value-added. And Sanders' test-based data will be in for a test of its own. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.